Phoenix FM, it's Between the Lines, and what's been a really busy week for Billericay Town FC and a really busy week for the gentleman I have on the phone at the moment. It's the new Billericay Town chairman, Danny Groves. Danny, first, can we say congratulations?
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on here.
And this is something new to you, is it, as far as you're concerned? It's a dream. You become chairman of a football club.
I think it's any young boy's dream, isn't it? I'm not sort of class myself as a young boy, but yeah, it is a good guy's dream. I mean, especially if you've been in and around football for a certain amount of time. And like you say, it's a great honour that's been bestowed on me.
You thinking of it as a Christmas present?
Yeah, what a hell of a present to get, and yeah, all this up before Christmas is absolutely amazing, and when sort of blends up about it, I couldn't believe it, and now I can actually say it out loud, it's been something that's we've been discussing and talking about, and it's sort of been kept between ourselves, but now it's all gone public and official, it's a real honour, and the reception and the warm welcome that I've received at the club has been absolutely unbelievable, second to none.
Brilliant. All right, well, look, there's so much that you're looking forward to. I suppose you start with a blank sheet of paper, do you, in terms of, right, now I'm chairman of the club, what's going on? Or is it really a case of the two of you chatting away? You've got a plan, you're both agreeing on the plan, and it's going from there?
Honestly, it's a mixture of the both. We have been, obviously, talking and be it in work, out of work, you know, whenever we get a spare sort of 5 minutes, we're always talking football anyway. So it's been nothing different. But in terms of where we take the club, we're both in agreement. It's just a case of, I think at the minute, it is a blank sort of sheet of paper because it can be, and it is a sleeping, you know, something, especially with everybody's input here. We want to sort of move it forward in the right direction, as well as the fan base and all the volunteers at the club. They're all really, really excited about the future. It's just all the I's dotted and the T's being crossed to get planning for new developments here. And, you know, like I say, at the minute we're just working on the core. We're not going to be coming in and just making huge waves.
Yeah.
We just want to sort of, you know, we've strengthened the team to where Craig needs it to be. You know, we've brought in new signings. They're sort of starting to settle now, so I've got some really, really good feelings about the game today. And, you know, everything else should hopefully fall in line around it. You know, we've all got ambition, we've got the energy, and I can't see why it wouldn't be a success.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, there's a history around the club. And I mean, even a lot of the teams that you're playing, you talk about today's game. Kingstonian, I mean, they're there or thereabouts as far as you're concerned in the table. You know, it's a cliche to talk about six-pointers, but every game's going to be a tough one. And they're all tough clubs, aren't they, really?
They're all tough. Not teams, but, you know, I think we can walk into 100% knowing. Everyone's making changes at the moment. People are bringing in new players left, right and centre. But not only that, every team, you know, I've got sort of friends and colleagues that are involved in other clubs. You know, but yeah, it is a massive six-pointer, and there's not a huge, when you look at the table, there's not a massive gap between all the teams. So I think realistically, the majority of the teams are running for playoffs. You know, if results go their way, it could really, really be exciting second half of the season after Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. And there's so much you've got to think about, isn't there? I mean, you know, suddenly you're chairman of a football club and, well, we're talking about you being up against these teams. We're talking about what happens at Saturday. But I suppose, you know, today's match is where it's real, isn't it? What happens on the Saturday is where it really counts. And, oh, it's out of your control. It's up to the players.
Exactly. You know, how I look at it is, you know, myself and Glenn control everything, you know, from into the evening, all the way through until Saturday morning, obviously forgetting sort of Tuesday night games. But yeah, it's a case of all we can do is what we can do. We put everything in place, and then it's over to the players. Like you say, we've got some great signings coming. They're all finding their feet. So we've now, we've completely saturated the squad in terms of players. We're vulnerable in any position now at all. I've been hearing some great things back from Craig from the training sessions. There's a couple of games we've been unlucky not to win. A couple of things have not gone our way. You don't get the rub of the green. Things like that, all these different sort of things you hear. But no, honestly, we've got a great bunch of lads. We all want the same thing. And like you say, we can put everything in place, but it's over for them on the pitch.
Yeah. And I mean, I suppose in terms of luck, you've got to go with the attitude that will balance itself out. Today is where you're starting it all off. And, I suppose I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, but you'll be happy with a result today. Well, you know, that's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, what a great start. But it's first home game in charge.
Yeah.
I've met with all the staff and everyone this morning just to sort of basically sort of say my thanks and get everything over with them. Have a chat with them, sort of find out what everybody does. And then we'll sort of go from there. But yeah, what a result this has been. First home game. We get 3 points. That'll be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people listening that want to go along to the match today. You know, by all means, do head along. It's easy enough to find the ground there on the website as well, isn't it? And all the details. But also at New Lodge, you've got the fans forum on Monday, haven't you?
We have, yeah. Like I say, massive game today. Would love to see as many faces just sort of getting feedback from social media and all things like that. I think today's going to be a really, really good game with a big turnout, and there's going to be a huge atmosphere here today.
Yeah.
But also, yes, Monday, what we've sort of done is, as I mentioned earlier in the interview, we're not coming in and saying, right, this is it, this is what we're going to do, like it or lump it. That's not how we work. Like I say, me and Glenn have known each other through business for quite a few years now, and what we've learned is not only are there transferable skills from running a company and running successful companies to then running a football club, because football clubs are businesses now. You have to listen to people. You have to listen to the people that have been here. I mean, that have been fans for 40, 50 years. And what I want to do is basically give back. You know, whereas before maybe I haven't had the option to do that, luckily we're in a privileged position now where we can. And we just want to find out on Monday, like I say, at the fans forum, just what people want. You know, we want to listen to people and say, right, okay, what would you like to see here?
And it all starts at 6 o'clock. So anyone wants to head along, 6 o'clock, you know, and I suppose let's be blunt. There's going to be a few people who think, oh, am I really a Billericay fan? You know, it's really my second team. I suppose those are the people you want through the doors as well, aren't they?
They really are. The people that are the diehards that are here every home game, every away game, you know, when we travel sort of down the south coast on a Tuesday evening, that's really they're the people that I hear from all the time anyway, so I know what they want. I know their views. People that I would like to invite going on Monday are the people, like you say, that this is their second team.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they live locally and they can get to a game, you know, every now and then. They're the people I really want to hear from, you know, because they might have different ideas.
Yeah, and they can view it with, you know, from the point of view of how it's working with another club or a fresh pair of eyes anyway. You know, you want a few opinions, don't you?
Of course I do. Yeah, no, I want to hear as many as I can. You know, any sort of outside the box. Like you say, anything I can latch onto and go, actually, that's a great idea. You know, I've heard some fantastic ones that I'm not going to divulge just yet.
No.
But if you want to hear them, come along to the fans.
Brilliant. Oh, well, look, thank you very much. You're a busy man. We'll leave you to it for now, but you'll be chatting to us here on Phoenix FM for a good while yet, won't you? And
of course I will, yeah. And like you say, please, anyone that's free today, get themselves down to the game. 3 o'clock kickoff here at the New Lodge.
big first game in charge. So let's make it a good one.
Okay, well, look, thanks very much for chatting to us. And, yeah, enjoy yourself today.
My pleasure. Speak soon.
Speak soon. Thanks very much. Thanks for chatting to us. Thanks.